Good morning. Wow. I love to see so many people here. This is outstanding. And to hear all these words echoing in this incredible building, your house, is even more of a thrill. And I want to thank our Beaver County folks. I hear we had three busloads from Beaver County. So together with Elder Vogel, let's thank our Beaver County folks. Thanks for making that trip. I'm Senator Camara Bartolotta from the 46th District. That's Greene County, most of Washington County, parts of Beaver County. I am absolutely honored to be here to speak to you about this incredible, incredible right that we have and must defend. Make no mistake, these rights are under attack. Just last week, anti-gun groups rallied right here in the Capitol Rotunda to push for universal background checks and other measures that they claim will reduce gun violence. Yep. One of these speakers actually referred to these ideas as common sense. Understand that I would never make light of the efforts of crime victims and advocates who have a sincere interest in preventing violent crimes. But if they think that universal background checks are the way to accomplish that goal, then it's clear that we have a very different definition of common sense. To me, common sense means that we hold criminals accountable for their actions instead of punishing law-abiding citizens. Common sense dictates that we improve our identification and treatment of mental illness, expand economic opportunities in areas in which crime runs rampant, and ensure our law enforcement community and the courts have the resources they need to enforce the law and keep criminals behind bars. And common sense demands that lawmakers uphold the universal rights guaranteed by the Constitution of the United States and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Instead of making honest, law-abiding gun owners jump through even more hoops, we should be focusing our efforts on making the current process more efficient and effective. We shouldn't allow state government to be willing accomplice to those who would deny us that right. When anti-gun groups lobbied here last week, they left us a warning. They said they're not going away. So today, I hope all law-abiding gun owners will join me in sending our own message. With one voice, we need to let them know that we will fight to protect our God-given rights. We will continue to ensure criminals who illegally possess and use firearms are punished to the fullest extent of the law. We will be here advocating strongly for the Second Amendment right, and we aren't going away.